Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today is Matt Miller, and we are going to play a new fun game that I just came up with, but I think we're going to keep it. Like, this feels like something that we'll always have fodder for. So this game is pretty straightforward. It's called The Onion or Not The Onion, and I picked some headlines, and you two are going to guess whether or not you think it's The Onion.
I love it.
And it's literally either real headlines or it's headlines that The Onion made up.
Win or lose, I know I'll be depressed.
All right. Headline number one. Cracker Barrel sparks uproar with, quote, woke plant-based sausage option.
Oh, that's totally true.
Matt?
I want to believe it's The Onion. But I'm concerned by your laughter.
It is true. CNN Business reported that the Cracker Barrel posted on their Facebook page about a plant-based sausage made by Impossible Foods that they added to their breakfast menu. And people lost their minds in the comments section.
There's this meat is everywhere now. Like, the Impossible meat is at every place. It's not woke. Like,
it's not woke. It's just an option.
And it's just everywhere. But I also just find it hilarious, the idea of the Venn diagram of this one person, the one person in the world who eats at Cracker Barrel but wants Impossible meat. Like, I'm just that has to be. But that has to be a Venn diagram of one, right?
Singular person.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Apologetic city official admits that expressway median wasn't best location for off-leash dog park.
That's The Onion?
I'm also going with Onion.
It is The Onion.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank God.
That's a relief.
Could you imagine?
That gives me callbacks to my favorite Onion memory, which is the headline, "Scientists prove dolphins have poor land speed." That's an all-timer for me from The Onion.
Don't you miss the days when foreign outlets would report things from The Onion like they were true?
Oh, yeah.
You mean like 4 years ago?
Yeah. It's happened in Korea. It's a priceless, priceless moment.
Like, no. I mean, it sounds like it could be real, but it's not. It's not real. Yeah. All right. Headline number three. Upset over LGBTQ books, a Michigan town defunds its library in tax vote.
Too depressing to be a joke. That has to be real.
Yeah, I know the story. It's true.
Ugh. It is. Talk about cutting off your nose despite your face.
We are chasing out poll workers, election, you know, non-glamorous jobs here. Poll workers and election workers and librarians of all people are being chased out in this day and age, and it's just hard to wrap your head around.
And it's not, yeah, it's... I haven't read the article to know which book caused the issue, but yeah, let's defund the entire library just because of a couple books.
That'll fix the problem.
That'll fix the problem.
Well, we need less education, you guys. Come on.
I know. We're all too smart.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right. Number four. Quote, "And I want your tie too," says Sinema, giving Biden conditions on the support of the bill.
You know what? I'm going to say real headline, because I think Sinema knows how to accessorize. She knows two things. She knows how to halt democratic process, and she knows how to accessorize. So, yeah.
She
liked that tie. Yeah, listen, Biden's got some good ties. I'm gonna say real headline.
I cannot argue with Matt's logic.
Solid logic. We don't know that she, to be fair, we don't know that she didn't say it, but it was, The Onion did report
did.
As a faked title that she did. But I actually didn't get to, because I saw, as of yesterday, she was trying to block it because I saw something as far as the tax credits for billionaires or something like that. I saw some headline there. Had a bookmark
she's
to read.
She's pro it now, right?
As of this morning, she's going to sign it. So it looks like this is going to likely go through. I mean, still, you still have to go through the reconciliation process, but as far as having the votes to move forward, that looks like that's happened. So I don't know what she what had to give for her to sign on board. I have to read that later, but getting things done, moving forward. All right.
I'm sure it's been carved of everything we liked in it, I'm sure.
All right, final one. Republican states sue to let schools block LGBTQ children from getting meals.
From getting what?
Meals.
Oh, meals.
Like food. Like sustenance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that... it's too depressing to be a joke.
I know. I should, like... If I'm going to keep playing this game, maybe I have to, like, rework the true sad headlines a little bit more. But, yeah, so there's a group of far-right GOP leadership, like in Texas, and they're suing over a rule announced that the USDA earlier this year that prohibits schools from receiving federal meal funding if they have meal programs that discriminate against LGBTQ children. So basically, like, if you're going to get, it's similar like Title IX in general, right? Like, if you're getting federal funds, you can't discriminate against a child or a like any of the people who are a part of your school's organization from receiving equal funds. And so now they are suing over that because they're saying that they should be able to discriminate against those children.
Right. Basically, like... we want to be able to allow children to go hungry unless we can discriminate against certain children.
But codified bullying. It's
nuts. Can you imagine being the person who is like the lunch lady and the kid wearing the rainbow flag t-shirt is like, I'm sorry, you don't get chicken fingers today. Like, what? This is insane.
It's, this world is bad right now. I'm just really, like, hopefully it gets through. Like, one would hope that this gets comically thrown out. Like, this is one of those, you know, bills or things that, like, gets put out there and everyone's like, this just exists as, like, red meat.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah.
Well, the other one that I didn't get to that is real is a Louisiana man got arrested for having too many sharks. So
he took Shark Week a little too far.
All right. Well, when we come back, we have Sherry Black on the phone, the CEO from Wisconsin State Fair. Stay with us. We only get one.